Reliance Six Podcast with your host, Reliance Six. Trying to get into one subject here. All they talked about was chicks. It was so boring. But anyway, I was like really into this one girl, and it was really cool. We're skipping merrily down the lane, and I was just like, man living in lukewarm water.
Henry,
huh? Henry, you're about to walk off a roof.
Okay.
I just didn't care about anything. I was in the...
She got me.
And so I was like,
poor Hank.
So good. I was so depressed.
Try anything.
You know, and you are at the bottom, like, oh, you will go into your room, and you will do all of that really hilarious shit. That bitch! You know, and it's kind of good for you to vent a little. Clothing, dye your hair black, get some black paper and some black ink, turn the lights off, put on one of those shitty records from Manchester and just scribble manic poetry, page after page after page. It comes out of you like a volcanic fountain, and it's all good, and it's all profound, and it's all real, because you are the king or queen of pain. No one knows the pain that you know. You are alone. And everything you write is very intense and profound.
Yeah.
lonely moon, I look upon you and I see myself looking back upon Earth. Oh, do not cry for me. I lay in the desert of alienation. I am alone. Pity me not. And you'll write all this shit and read it aloud to yourself, and you'll think you are so bitchin'. Then 3 weeks later, you read it, and you're like, oh yeah, there's that killer stuff I wrote. And like, it's really hard to read because it's black paper and black ink, so you have to kind of shine it in the light. You're like, but pity me not, for I lay in the waste of exile and alienation unto myself. Dot, dot, dot. Get the fuck. Possibly maintain. I will eat no sugar. I will work out every day. I will be the most efficient machine there is, because no one will ever make me feel that low again. Ha! I got you all! So I heard you're really depressed.
Yeah.
Isn't that a drag?
No, I like it.
Well, how about me and my friends, we take you out and we'll cheer you up. Hey, man, get the fuck away from me, okay? You want to go right back into your room and, like, put on one of those silly records that you can't really play when, you know, you're in love or something. for you guys, and I've said this before, when you get dumped by the girl, do what I do. It's really silly. You have to lock your door so no one comes in on you. And you need to go out to the record store in preparation for this, because I'm sure none of you have any records that feature the vocalist Ronnie James Dio. But I do. I've got them all. Because I play them when the chick has bailed. Because on every Ronnie James Dio record, there is 1, 2, 3 Evil Woman Look Out Tonight songs. And he'll always come off with a self-righteous thing like, "No, look out, evil woman, I see thee. Ha! Out! Out, devil woman! Beware!" Okay, which is, you know, kind of silly, like right now. Like if we could cut to Evil Woman Look Out Tonight over the PA, you all would be like, okay. But when you're like alone in your room and you put on the Sabbath record, he sings on, he has that song called Walk Away, which is just about like you see the woman and you just go, ah, walk away. When the chick is bailed on you, you will sit in your room with a fake cape on that you've made out of a towel and a paper clip. And you will like, you know, take a pen and you will sing along with Ron. Walk away! If anyone came into that room at that point and saw you with your cape and like the celery stick or whatever you're using 1 foot up on a table, like,
there would be no way you could say you were doing something else. Mm-hmm.